you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Got to work out some big feelings here with Lisa. Ben and Kelly, I need to blow off some steam. All caps. I needed to read it like that.
Okay.
And maybe a little support here, too. LOL, my husband and I recently had our second wonderful home birth. It was 15 hours of hard work.
Oh.
But it was exactly what I wanted. Couldn't have been happier. Until my husband mentioned a few days later that I was sort of a baby. Ooh. And that I wasn't as, quote, in control of myself as the last time.
Oh.
He also imitated the face I made while pushing.
Oh.
This is a man who lies around and moans anytime he's got a tiny sniffle.
Oh, gosh.
He says he's sorry, but it's not what he said. It's that he felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. He slept through the worst part of my labor because he was, quote, sleepy. He was tired. Who cares how I felt? I'm the one having the human.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time forgiving him, but I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Tell me I'm not the only one who's dealt with a dense husband. I'd love to hear other stories of partners who just didn't get it during the birth. Misery loves company. Isn't that the saying? Anyway, the most important thing is I have a healthy baby. Uh-huh. I've got a ton of hormones still coursing through my body right now. So my emotions are a little on the edge. Thank you for putting a smile on my face every morning.
Oh, wow. I mean, I remember I was going to take a trip to New York a week before my wife was set to deliver Zoe, my youngest.
That's fun timing.
And she, her words to me, so help me God. I have this baby while you're gone and you're never going to live it down.
But it worked out, right?
It did. Everything worked out. She was fine. You know, everything's good. Everything's
yes.
good.
Well, 3 weeks before I was due with Jake, my first, my OBGYN and my husband were both together at the Buffett concert in Cincinnati.
Well, you know.
Worked out, though.
It worked out.
But I was a little nervous.
Everything was fine.
Yes. But they didn't say anything dumb. Like the things that this husband said.
Yeah.
Imitating the pushing face. Are you kidding me right now? What woman wants to be mocked?
I don't.
When they're pushing a human being out of their orifices.
Who
would say that?
I don't know.
That is not what we say. Men.
You know, and look. She did say that he apologized.
Okay.
I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he apologized, but still.
But she said the thing that cuts is that she knows he felt like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was judging her. No woman wants to be judged in that realm ever. Men.
Okay.
Hello. Is this thing on?
Oh, men. God. Guys. Fathers to be. Don't ever say things. The only acceptable answer
is, you're beautiful. You are doing so great. You did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Those are the only things you say.
Right.
I'm getting fired up. I didn't even push.
I was going to say.
I just laid there.
Yeah.
And got sliced and diced. I put zero effort into it.
All right. So can we, Angela rolls in, labor and delivery nurse here. What an inconsiderate jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
He just wasn't stopping to think, how is my beautiful wife who gave birth to our child going to take my comments?
Yeah.
When I say them out loud?
Yeah.
Like, what does that serve? What purpose is that going to accomplish?
She asked, misery loves company.
Yes.
So if you've got a story that you can share that maybe you can look back on now and roll your eyes and kind of chuckle and be like,
that was dumb.
Yeah. Let us know. 502-795-1997 because Lisa needs to hear it.
Lisa needs us.
She needs to work out her big feelings right now. She is hormonal.
She needs some support right now.
All right. Lisa needs to know that she's not alone in dealing with a husband who downplayed her labor and delivery of their second baby at home. Made fun of her face, said she wasn't in control like the last time, et cetera, et cetera.
Kind of a baby.
Yeah, she's hurt. She's working on forgiving him, but wants to know that she's not alone.
She's getting a lot of support. on Facebook.
Yeah, Missy rolls in and says, I hope he gets no less than 4 huge kidney stones. Who will be the baby then?
Oh, wow. Oh, Lisa says, fellow Lisa here.
Uh-huh.
While your hormones are raging, it's the best time for this suggestion. Junk punch him hard, then mock the face he makes and say, oops, hormones.
Oh, John says, next time he wants to, quote, make sandwiches, play along and then stop and say, well, since I didn't handle the last birth that well, we shouldn't really risk doing this.
Oh.
Then just go to bed.
Point made. Point made. Oh, my gosh. Samantha says, I vote you shove a pineapple up his urethra and see how well he handles it.
My bet is
he's going to be a big baby. Just as like I second this.
Another. I looked over and my husband was asleep on the couch in the hospital room during the birth. No, blank you. Wake the blank up right now.
You're missing it. Wake up. The miracle happening.
And then another. I remember being so angry at my husband as he's sitting there sleeping after eating a big freaking sandwich. Oh. I wanted to punch him so hard right in his well-rested, well-fed face.
Oh, Angie said, when I had my daughter by C-section, the nurse came in, gave me pain meds. Her dad said, that's not fair. He should have gotten some, too. I looked at him and said, did you just have a baby? Get sliced open? Then no, shut up. Needless to say, he's my ex.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We got a dad here. Apparently, as I learned, it's not appreciated while your wife is in the midst of a C-section to tell her how cool it is that you can see her intestines.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they look like big noodles.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's a curtain they hold for a reason. And I told my husband, I'm like, don't look. Don't look, because I feel as though you won't come back from that. Like, I don't know if anyone can prepare you for that sight. And I didn't want him to, like, picture that every time he looked at me.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Just for both of our sakes, just don't look. Just stay back here. Stay at my head.
All the stories of husbands just falling asleep while while the wife is giving birth is just,
what?
I just ate a big sandwich. Time for me to rest. I'm diving our baby.
A couple of Z's. Let me know. You're going to be fine. You got some more pushes to go.
Oh, shoot. All right. That's good. Anyways, Lisa, hopefully that, you know.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, you're not the only one. You work it out and everything's fine.
It's
and
a lot of bless
as
their
you
hearts.
As you said, the most important thing is you got a healthy baby out of it. So,
okay, great.
All right, that's group therapy.